Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Some woman right now is walking in front of a train, by the way. Start your day the right way.
What's her heart?
What's her heart? What's that guy's heart is what you mean.
I'm happy you have to listen to our voices every day.
That's right. If the husband's listening, you want a cameo for her birthday, you just hit me up, brother. I won't charge you a penny.
Free.
That's right. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Way.
That would be really weird. That's not a great name for a town.
W-A-Y. I know I'm saying it. I swear if somebody comes in, it's actually Wah. I swear to God, I will lose it. It's actually the W is silent. It's just A.
Oh my gosh.
I will snap if that's the case. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. I'm doing beef for dinner tonight. Great weeknight meal idea. We're doing build your own Chipotle bowls. I got some fajita meat, some steak. I got some rice, some corn.
Little taco bowl, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
So, those are always good.
I'm always trying to think of new ideas, you know, because it does get tired of just doing chicken or pork chops and stuff. Beef is such a great thing because it's so versatile. I could do Mexican, I could do Chinese, I could do Italian, and it's all right there for you with beef. So if you're looking for great weeknight ideas for your family, go to msbeef.org. They got great information there and great recipes. Beef, it's what's for dinner, especially tonight. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com. That's the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. Mother's Day, it is coming up. That train is rolling. You better get something for Mom. Get her something nice from College Corner. If she's a Bulldog, she'll love a gift from College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area. Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can always shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. The best meal in town is going to be at Restaurant Tyler. Take yourself out to lunch this week in Starkville at Restaurant Tyler and grab the best blue plate in town. My favorite blue plate. I love the catfish. I love the fried chicken. But I also, you know what? I don't ever talk about them. The pork chops, really good. Really good. The fried shrimp, really good. The chicken meatloaf, really good. These are all great things to eat when you go to Restaurant Tyler. If you want to grab a great lunch, the best lunch in Starkville, it's at Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide to show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, you need questions about your money. You have questions about your money, you need answers on your schedule, not somebody else's. You need a bank that knows you as well as they know your money. You need Priority One Bank. That's the level of service we're talking about. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Robbie, I do have to let you know I'm expecting a very important text, so I may have to stop for just a moment when that text comes in. Just getting to let you know. I reached out to our friend Stefan because I need White Sox Pirates for my Immaculate Grid today. That's very important to me.
Very important.
Very important text. I've got everything else. I was able to get the rest of them. But
I mean, is it going to be any different from any other day when you're looking at your phone and you're going, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm,
mm-hmm,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know.
You didn't have to tell me you're going to do this.
I just wanted to mess with you. It's just a joke. It's a joke, Robbie.
Just do it.
He hasn't sent it yet, so I don't know. I'm still waiting on him. But unless you just happen to know White Sox Pirates, and I can just put it in right now. Do you know? Yeah, anybody?
But like, it's just random.
Yeah, somebody who's played for the White Sox and the Pirates. That's what I need.
for the White Sox and the Pirates.
Yeah, I don't know anybody off the top of my head. No?
I don't either.
All right.
Adam Frazier might get there.
Frazier hasn't played for the White Sox.
No, I'm saying he might get there.
Oh, he might, yeah. Well, yeah, Chris Stratton could.
He's been at like five different.
Has Chris Stratton played for the White Sox? He has not, has he?
No, he hasn't.
Okay.
But he's another one that's played for a lot of teams. He's played for the Angels, the Giants, the Royals, and the Pirates.
Didn't he play for the Cardinals?
No, I don't think so. Dakota Hudson did.
I know Dakota Hudson did. I wasn't sure. So they had the Yankees on here today. So it was Yankees, Pirates, Yankees, Royals, and Yankees 100 RBI season. I got all those.
Okay.
So, but I don't have Yankees.
What'd you have for Yankees, Pirates?
Doug Drabek.
Wouldn't have got that one.
Yeah. I mean, Garrett Cole would be the obvious one.
Yes.
You can go with him. And then Yankees, Royals, I went Steve Balboni.
That's a little obscure.
Well, that's the point. You want the obscure ones. You want your score to be low. And then 100 RBI season, I went with Roger Maris.
All right. I like that one.
There you go. So.
Jaquan Bolden just committed. Remember whenever he was being recruited last year and the people just were in an uproar that he didn't come to Mississippi State and then mm-hmm. eventually comes to Mississippi State anyways?
Mm-hmm.
That was great.
It's all about timing, you know. You gotta pick the right timing. So we'll see.
He still has his commitment graphic to Purdue pinned, and right underneath it is his commitment graphic to Mississippi State.
Well, he'll figure it out. Don't worry about all that. So
this is a crazy time, man.
Good for him.
Yesterday we saw Tennessee and UCLA trade quarterbacks.
We did.
And simultaneously, the Tennessee quarterback that went to UCLA, his younger brother, left Arkansas to come to UCLA as well.
So I tweeted this to, speaking of our friend Stefan, because you know how MLB trades and trades sometimes work, right? You get cash considerations sometimes, right? I said that since Aguilar will take less money than there are technically cash considerations in that trade. So UCLA traded Aguilar and cash considerations to Tennessee for Nico. It's a perfect trade.
Because they're actually saving money.
Yes.
With this new quarterback.
Correct. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Hunter Yurichik, did you see what he just put out a statement?
You know, I didn't look at it here. What is it saying?
Essentially, they're going to enforce something whenever student athletes, I guess.
Oh, that's about
break their agreement.
The brother.
Yes.
Oh, they're going to go after him? Oh, this is delicious. I can't wait to see where this goes.
I guess what you would have to do is just create a contract.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, like, until these guys are actual employees, what contract actually works?
Yeah.
I mean,
but at the same time, though,
you could argue this.
If you sign a legal document, there can be consequences.
I mean, essentially, yeah, I guess you could put in writing, if you break this contract,
you owe a penalty.
That essentially is going to move the whole, like, athletes becoming employees.
Good.
Thing, which needs to happen. It needs to happen. That would create a lot of, that would diminish a lot of what we're seeing with the transfer portal.
Yes.
We wouldn't see as many guys leaving the transfer portal. I don't think that the market would be as outrageous. Mm-hmm. We got to do something, man. We got
life here. Hold on, Robbie. All right, there we go. Yasmani Grandal was his suggestion.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Score today is 46. Let me send him a thank you. As always. Anytime I have the White Sox, Steph knows he's getting a text. So 46 was today's score. Not great. Not my best score. I had a 4 on Saturday. I was so happy. That was a great score. And one guy was 2. So everybody else was in the decimals. That's what you want. You want those decimals when you're doing the grid. All right. Let's jump into the rumblings. The rumblings are brought to you by our friends over at Paul Davis Restoration. When disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. Paul Davis Restoration is here to help you recover from water, fire, mold, and storm damage 24/7. Their expert team provides fast, professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition. But they don't just stop at restoration. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Call them at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life. If you're in Starkville, Columbus, West Point, the Golden Triangle, or in Tupelo, call Paul Davis Restoration. It is Rumblings Day. Let's just jump right into our questions. Great question here. We're starting with a banger. Great job, Nathan Kelly. Which thought is funnier right before Vito gets whacked? Phil just hanging out in the hotel room, then scrambling into the closet last second when Vito walks in, or Phil hiding in the closet for hours just waiting it out like a psycho?
I've actually thought about that, too. What was he doing?
He's definitely just sitting there like shooting the breeze with the other guys who are in there.
Yeah.
And he hears
Vito, he's Vito like, coming up and he goes,
they're like, oh crap. Get in the closet.
Yes.
So yeah, that's exactly, yeah, he's definitely doing that. So we'll go with that one.
What was your most satisfying death in Sopranos?
It's Phil.
It's got to be
Phil. I'm gonna go. There's a Phil, Richie Aprile.
You kind of liked Ralphie a little bit.
I liked Ralphie. I felt bad. I didn't want. He cooked that animal.
For me, it's Phil, Richie, Ralphie.
Phil, Richie, and is there anybody? Oh no, Mikey Palmese.
Oh, Jackie Jr. is probably up there for me.
Jackie Jr. The kid almost drowned in an inch of water.
I couldn't stand him.
I hated Jackie Jr. so much. But Mikey Palmese. It's poison ivy. It's itching me already. Yeah, that's a good one. We got to do another Bible search here or something here because Ryan Reynolds wants our thoughts on 1 Chronicles 151.
Okay, Donald Trump. It's First Chronicles. It's not 1 Chronicles.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad, guy. My bad. Hadad died also, and the Dukes of Edom were Duke Tenma, Duke Aliyah, and Duke Jetha. Apparently, I was running things. Hadad also mentioned in Genesis as one of the descendants of Esau.
Yes.
So, yes, it's a biblical name. I was a king. I smote my enemies in the field of Midian.
I don't think Hadad was a great guy.
I mean, he was a king. I'll settle for that. So, all right. Sorry, 1 Chronicles. My bad.
First Chronicles.
Yeah.
That's exactly what Donald Trump did when he went to Liberty University and spoke at their convocation or whatever.
As they said in the book of Ephesians,
as I read from 1 Chronicles. Just he's holding the Bible upside down.
As Paul said to the Colossians. Yeah, there you go.
Theologian Donald Trump.
Yeah, big time. What's your favorite book of the Bible? You know, I can't pick. I love them all. They're all great books. Some of the best books. And every time I do Trump's voice, like my throat gets scratchy. All right, Fort Polk. Which Rick Ray era player would you put on this past year's basketball team? I already know the answer to this.
Do we want to go with Chicken?
You can if you want. That's not
who
I'm
going to do. Fred Thomas?
Nope.
Kevin Ware?
Nope.
Okay, who are you going with?
He technically played in the Howland era too, but IJ Reddy. I'm getting a point guard on there.
Okay.
So
I probably would go with Chicken.
Yeah, I wouldn't have minded Colin Borchert, whatever you want to call him.
Borchert.
Having another guy who could spread, give you some spacing, shoot the three a little bit, wouldn't have been that bad. Fred Thomas would have been a good choice as well.
Johnny Zapardo?
Oh. Can I get Travis Daniels?
Gosh.
Remember when there was like that highlight video of him at practice? They were like, this guy looks pretty good. He's terrible.
He looks like $1 million.
Yeah. Oh, he was put together. There's no question about that.
Trevante Bloodman.
He could play the point. Who was that other point guard that he had that like lasted a week? I can't remember what his name was.
Applewhite.
That might be it. Yeah. Yeah. Trevante Bloodman could play a little. A little.
He was a good defensive guy.
Yeah. But a good part. Brian Cranston and Aaron Paul own a distillery together. They do not have a tequila named Zafir Añejo. Is this a huge oversight on their part? Absolutely is. Would you not buy Zafir Añejo?
Or that it's, so it's a tequila?
I guess. I don't know anything about it.
I might just
you
for
should
the
absolutely have it.
Just for the memorabilia, just to have it
you have to distill, Robbie.
And they've gone from meth to tequila.
Yeah, it's all kind of the same thing.
A little better.
Yeah. Jake Mangum for head coach in a few years. I mean, the guy's MLB career just started. Let's let him do that.
People,
we're doing that thing again.
People are enamored with Mississippi State players
yeah.
coming back to be coaches.
Yeah. Especially ones that aren't in coaching. Like John Cohen went into coaching.
I don't even know if Jake Mangum wants to be a coach.
Yeah.
He might want to be a CEO.
Let's look at it like this. Let's say he continues to hit, right? We're talking like what, a 10, 12 year career? So we're worried about 2037 at best. And who knows? Well, he might have $50 million in the bank by then.
And then you like he needs to go through the process of being an assistant coach and learn. I mean,
no. So we're going to say no. All right. Adam Carnathan. You're off. What?
Carnathan.
We go with that. Carnathan. Adam, let us know. You're offered $1 million to recite 90% of a movie. Which movie are you choosing?
Billy Madison.
That's a good. Oh, that's a good one. You could get 90%. You think?
I don't know if I could get 90%, but it would be the closest I could get.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Little Nicky, but it would be an Adam Sandler movie.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go The Dark Knight. I've seen it so many times, I feel like I could get through it.
I could not tell you one thing from The Dark Knight, like dialogue.
Would you like me to give you the entire Joker soliloquy
No.
that he gives to the Batman?
No.
No? I can do it. Yeah. Now, the thing is, like, I need the visual cues. Like, I got to be watching the movie, and then I'll be like, okay, I know what they're saying.
So this is which part?
I never start with the head. Victim gets all fuzzy.
Was this whenever he was
Batman's
in the jail?
Interrogating him?
When he was in the jail?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That was a sick scene. That's scene
awesome.
Was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
He had the bomb planted inside the guy's chest.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
That was pretty nuts.
Exactly. You're just a freak. Like me. There you go. Where are we here? John. These are some good scenarios, John. Very good. If Pittman goes 7-5 this year, do they keep him or fire him? That's a keep. He goes back to always 7-5. That's a keep. He's keeping the job. If Freeze goes 7-5, keep or fire? That's dicey.
I think they keep him, but he's mega hot.
Mega hot. Yeah, next year it's playoff or you're out. Yeah, I agree. If Napier goes 8-4 this year, keep or fire? That's keep.
That's keep. Probably keep. Yep.
Yeah.
If you're those fan bases, you're in hell.
Yes. This is the best one.
Or purgatory, probably.
Yeah. This is the best one. If DeBoer goes 8-4, keep or fire? I say fire.
He's probably fired.
2 years, don't make the playoffs. You went from 9-3 to 8-4. They're getting you out of there. They're going to go throw $15 million a year at Sarkisian.
You went from consistently making the 4-team playoff to missing the 12-team playoff. So
he's out.
The playoff,
he's out at 8-4. Agreed.
Eight more
I agree.
Teams, and you cannot get in.
He's out. Agreed. Willie Dizzle, do you consider food expiration dates as concrete or mere suggestions? Every marriage has two different kinds of people. One who will throw out food the second it expires, and the other is someone who will let you eat actual mold.
Yeah.
My relationship, I am the expiration date person. Now, part of that, I think, comes from my days of restaurant management. I was very strict about dates, you know, because they'll ding you for that. Your food inspector comes in, someone's out of date, you're failing, brother.
Well, so, you can't be in charge of someone getting food poisoning.
Yeah.
That's a liability.
I used to love getting those calls. Like, I ordered a pizza and I got sick, and I would just tell them, like, all right, go to the doctor and bring us the receipt that says that you have food poisoning, and we'll be happy to pay it for you. And they would always be like, well, I just wanted to get a free pizza. I'm like, hold on. You got sick eating here, and now you want to eat here again, is what you're telling me.
Game
So I,
artists.
yeah, exactly. That being said, I am a strict, once it's expired, throw it away.
100%. My wife is like, well, it still smells good. I've told
No,
her before,
yes, no.
I've told her before, you're going to kill us. You will kill us with your food.
Yeah,
It, she,
I'm
she'll make something that's like, oh, this says it's been expired for a year.
Yeah.
Well, there's no mold on it and it smells fine.
So
No. If it's one day over, it's trash. It's in the
one
trash.
day, the last time I helped my mom move, we went through her cabinet and all the canned goods.
Oh,
And I'm
yeah.
telling you, like, we moved her in the, what was it, May of last year, May of 2024. There was some like 2009 cans in there. I was like, and she, what's funny is she'll be like, I need some green beans, right? She'll have like six cans of green beans, each older than the next. And it's like, she just keeps buying more green beans because she just gets the one in the front and she forgets the other. I'm like, so no,
That is
expiration
that's
date
that generation.
means something. Yeah, I
That's that
can't do that.
generation. My we lived in we lived across the street in my aunt's house, and that's like a kind of vacation home for them. They live somewhere else. And we were living there, looking after my grandmother when we were building our house. And there's some cans in there from like 2012. And so when we first moved in, we're getting ready to throw that away and get some new cans in there so we can have that. Whoever comes back can have them as well. And my grandmother was pulling them out of the trash. She was
Yeah.
reaching into the trash and pulling green beans and corn and stuff
Old
out.
people are hoarders, man. They
They
are
are.
absolutely.
She's like, this is still
If you leave
good.
them alone, if you leave an old person alone for like 6 months, you come back, they're totally hoarded out.
Oh yeah, there's no doubt. The generations, the differences, it's
Yeah.
insane to me. But yes, I'm with you. If I see a date that's expired, it's going in the trash.
Jay in Baltimore, if New York was forced to franchise all of their sports teams under one name, they would most likely choose the storied Yankees. What would be the most logical choice for the following? Chicago. So Chicago, if they had to all be the Bears, Bulls, Cubs, White Sox, or Blackhawks, which would they go with? I say Bears.
I'm gonna say Bears. That's
Yeah,
the most
Bears.
iconic.
Yeah, Monsters of the Midway. Yeah. All
Yep.
right. Next up, Boston. So we've got Celtics, Bruins, technically Patriots, and who am I leaving out? Red
Red
Sox.
Sox.
I think they go Patriots.
They're probably gonna go Patriots or Celtics.
It used to be the Boston Patriots, and they moved it out to Foxborough. So yeah, I'll go with that. Philly. So we got the Eagles, the Sixers, the Phillies, and the Flyers. I think Phillies just makes sense here,
Phillies
right?
works because of the,
It's everything,
who they
yes.
are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Detroit, Lions, Tigers, Pistons, Red Wings. I think Pistons is the best one. Motor City.
It's the coolest one.
Yeah.
But Tigers, I
It's so
associate
generic
Detroit
then.
with the Tigers more than I do the Lions or the Pistons.
I definitely put the Pistons. I definitely associate them with the Pistons more than the Tigers. But Tigers is so generic though. It's just everybody. There's a bunch of Tigers. Nobody else is the Pistons.
Then we'll go with the Pistons.
Okay. Let's do one more. I'm gonna do LA. So Rams, Chargers, Lakers, Clippers, Kings, and Dodgers. See, here's the thing. As much as
I
I
mean,
love the Lakers,
the
there's
crazy thing about it is the Lakers and the Dodgers are not even associated with Los Angeles. The
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, the Brooklyn
Dodgers
and
came from
Minneapolis.
Brooklyn, the
Yeah.
Lakers came from Minneapolis.
There's no lakes in LA.
No, that they're called the Lakers because of the Great Lakes.
I think it's the Kings. I think you
God,
go with the Kings.
that's so boring.
Yeah, you say
The
that, but who
Kings
else are the
haven't been like
Kings?
super
Oh,
relevant.
Sacramento. You got Sacramento, I guess. Sacramento Kings, but
That's what I'm saying. Like they haven't really been relevant since the 90s, 2000s.
no, they won the Stanley Cup
I was talking about Sacramento.
Oh,
I wasn't
yeah.
thinking about hockey.
Okay, yeah. I don't know. That's the LA's the interesting one. Like, I'll go and tell you, like, couple decades ago, the Raiders would have been the easy choice. The LA Raiders are still, I think the Raiders are still more connected to LA than they are to Oakland or to Vegas.
The Raiders.
All right. Cody Ennis. Cody asks us, what was the biggest turning point in your life? Let you go. I think I know the answer for you, but if you want
to
go. It is deep. Yeah, it is.
Well, we want to go down that road.
I mean, we can. It's up to you.
The biggest turning point of my life came the night that Oklahoma and Florida were playing in the national championship in football in 2009, I think. January 2009, I believe it was.
Would have been like right after New Year's, right?
Yes. Yes. I had just gotten back from a trip to Virginia with my parents. We went to like Jamestown, all that stuff. And I went out to Rick's to watch the national championship. I got really, really drunk that night, drove my car. Thank God. There was no one on the road where I was on, wrecked my car, got a DUI. And that changed my life forever that night. And I went through a very rough stretch there for about a year until I finally got back on my feet. I had to leave Mississippi State, lost a lot of friends, lost a girlfriend, ended up meeting my wife at East Central Community College and getting my life back on track, and I was good to go. I was, before that, just to kind of get even deeper, I was very, very depressed. I was failing at school at Mississippi State my freshman year, and I basically had become an alcoholic at that point and was really kind of drowning in that. And so it was a very, very dark time in my life, and I can't even explain to you how that happened. It just did. I grew up in a great family. I was living my dream, getting to go to Mississippi State University out of high school. And had an internship with Mississippi State, and I just got really depressed. I still deal with depression now, but, luckily I've kind of gotten out of that stage. But, yeah, that was probably my life-changing moment for sure.
Okay. That's a good – I mean, I knew that was going to be the answer, and that's a good answer. And, you have done a good job. You've turned your life around. For me, a little more recent – like, because I got married. People get married. I wouldn't say that's a turn your life around. I had kids. That certainly changed my life, but it wasn't a turning point in my life, right? The turning point was getting this job because I was drowning, man. I was absolutely drowning. I had made the decision to get into media. It worked out really well the first year and a half, first 2 years, and then it just went to hell. And I didn't know what I was going to do. I thought I was going to have to go back to the restaurant business, to be honest with you. And then this job opened up, and I got hold of it, and I feel like I've done a pretty good job since, and here we are. So, all right, that's as deep. It's too early to feel feelings. So
look, every now and then we'll discuss our feelings on the show. If you would like for us to discuss our feelings, drop those questions into the rumblings each week.
There you go. All right, we'll do one more, and then we'll do the break here. Broken Fairchild, congrats on Lady Robbie. My wife's grandmother's name was Marguerite, and she was an incredible woman. My grandmother's name was Marguerite, but everybody just called her Margaret.
That was Becky's grandmother's name, Marguerite.
Yeah.
Very classy name.
It is very, very much. Very old school Southern. How do you think the revenue sharing model will affect the transfer portal, if at all?
I don't know. I think what's going to affect the transfer portal model more than anything is what we talked about a while ago, when we were able to get players into a contract as employees, and other teams are going to have to buy out that contract just like you would with a coach. Teams are not going to want to pay that at a high rate. There will be teams that come in and do that, but I think that will significantly drop the whole transfer portal deal that we got going on right now. It'd still be a lot of guys going in, but it's going to make it a lot harder for those guys. I don't know if revenue sharing will really change that a whole lot, because you're still going to have money coming in under the table from some places to kind of backfill or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's going to do, man, but we got to get some kind of legislation over this.
Yeah, I agree. I once had to talk about a difference in questions here. I once had to use Blue Shop paper towels as toilet paper, and it was a surprisingly excellent substitute. Have you ever had to use an alternative TP, and how did it work out for you?
Yeah, I have. I've probably used that before.
Mm.
Because, like, if you go into, like, a place like that that's, like, that's got the Blue Shop paper towels or whatever, they're very soft. But the towels that you use to, like, get oil off your hands and stuff,
Yeah.
like, you go into a place like a car shop or something like that, like, that might be what you actually use. But I've used a Leaf before. Like, you're out in the woods, you don't have something, you're out camping. I have used a Leaf before. You grab whatever you can.
So I'll just go ahead and tell you, I don't use toilet paper now. I'm a dude wipes guy. I'm a wipes guy. And if I'm telling you right now, if you
that
use
explains. Do you put it back in the toilet and flush it?
No.
Okay.
I throw them away.
Yeah. I was gonna say that explains the whole situation that happened to Stefan a couple years ago. I don't want to throw him under the bus here, but
throw him.
But he's not here to
no,
defend
that
himself.
that no, I'm telling you, if you change, you'll never go back. Never go back.
What are your thoughts
Much
on a
better.
bidet?
I've never used a bidet. I've always wanted to, but I've never used one.
Everybody that has one tells me that it's a life-changing experience. So maybe if I got one, maybe that would become my new life-changing experience. Not the night that I was put in
Yeah,
jail.
that might be the next thing. Yeah, so
The night that I, the day I used a bidet
we'll
for the
see.
first time.
I hope that woman who doesn't like our voices is incredibly thrilled that we're talking about how we wipe ourselves. It's
I
one
want to
of
find out what she despises the most, and I want
and
to talk about
accentuate
it
it.
for an
Yeah.
entire segment. Because here's the thing: here's my personality, and I think you're very similar. Whenever you tell me you don't like something that I do, or you don't like something in the show, I want to do it more. I want to make you as angry as possible.
Mm-hmm.
That's how
You're a
I've been my
button
entire
pusher.
life. I've been a pest my
You're
entire
a
life.
button pusher. I am too, 100%.
And so if you go to our if you take time to set up an account or whatever this woman did on her Apple podcast, and you go in there and you rate us a one star.
By the way, if she had said 5 stars, none of us would have, we'd be fine.
Wouldn't care.
But you
But she did
screwed
that
up.
to damage. She did that to damage our podcast. And for
Yes.
that, lady, I just want to say, I would like to make you even angrier. So if we can get this man to send us a tweet, a message of some kind, let us know what really makes this woman angry. I want to continue to do that. I want to continue to push this woman's buttons until she just simply
until she
loses
snapped.
it. Yes.
I'm down for that. All right, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District, the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you. Where are you going?
I heard people downstairs. I don't want it to get on the.
Okay.
I don't want to mess up the.
Probably got up and left if you're not watching on YouTube.
I just closed the door.
It's like he doesn't care.
I just closed my door.
All right, that's fine. That's fine. Anyway, Two Brothers Smoke Meats, the older brother, two of our favorite places in the city of Starkville. We were at Two Brothers this past weekend. Riley finally got to try the wings. Now they've got the sauces. What were your thoughts? I thought they were great.
Excellent.
Yeah, they're
I
really
did.
good.
So I didn't want to go. I was scared to go away from the traditional.
Yeah, you see.
So
Yeah.
I just kept the regular smoked wings. I did 6 smoked wings, and then I did 6 buffalo wings,
Yes.
which are – they're all smoked wings. They just drizzle some
There's
sauce
a
on them.
sauce
Don't
on
get
them.
too
Yeah.
scared. It
Exactly.
was delicious.
Yeah, I got the lemon. They do a lemon pepper wet, really good, and the spicy barbecue, really good, really really good. So go get some wings. This Wednesday it's Wing Wednesday at Two Brothers Smoked Meats. Go grab you a mess of wings. That'll be a great lunch, great dinner over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years. I hope it's the 50 that she doesn't like. Then we're really gonna
Oh
find.
yes.
Then we're gonna really like. We're gonna start running a band through here. I'll get the famous Maroon Band in here, playing behind us. Exactly. 50. Exactly. When you need technology for your business, if you need a new copy or a new printer, you need to call Advantage Business Systems. 601-362-9192. Visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. I'm still laughing about the day where I forgot their slogan, which I made up. I created that slogan.
And we have to ask people what the slogan
We got a great tweet from a result. The other guy was like, break me off a piece of that Advantage Business Systems. I thought that was really, really funny. But next time you're in Starkville, make sure a trip to Maroon & Co. is on the agenda. If you need new MSU gear and you're in Starkville, there is no better place to go. They have the biggest, the best selection, everything you're looking for under one roof. And best of all, you can use our promo code to save you some money. Thunder15 saves you 15% off regular price. Some exclusions will apply. Next time you're in Starkville, before you go to the game, you need to go to Maroon & Co. All right, next question. We got back-to-back questions here that ask us the same thing. Our thoughts on WrestleMania. So this is Brick Thomas, but Kivas Wright also wanted our thoughts on it as well.
Just go ahead and get it out of the way.
It was mid.
Yes.
It was mid. I mean, there was no good
around that. Not great.
That said, I watched Raw last night. Orton is the correct choice to be first up here. I marked out when I saw him, and I was like, oh, this is perfect. Absolutely perfect. Where are they going with that? I like some of the stuff they're doing. You know, what they're doing with Rollins and Reigns and Punk works for me. I'm a fan. The whole Gunther thing, him choking out Pat McAfee, I thought we were trying to get him over as a heel. That's a babyface move there. What are we doing? But the world title stuff at WrestleMania was just a dud. I feel bad for Cody too. Worked so hard, got to the top, and then was just he lost because of Travis Scott.
That was the most disappointing thing about it.
That was the second most disappointing thing to me.
So here's the thing. You have, at the after the Royal Rumble, we have this whole thing with The Rock, where The Rock's the final boss. Cody doesn't come to his side. The Rock is calling the shots, and he tells John Cena, take him out.
Yeah,
we never saw The Rock again. He had nothing to do with the story the rest of the way. They completely missed the boat on that. I don't know what happened. The Rock should have been involved in this thing the whole way through, and he just wasn't. It just went to John Cena and Cody, and then out of nowhere, Travis Scott comes in, and I don't know what his affiliation is with John Cena or The Rock. He just showed up with The Rock that first night, and I have no idea why he's there. What's the reason for him being involved in this? Why does he hate Cody Rhodes? It doesn't make any sense to me. And so, like, that being the guy that interferes at WrestleMania in what's supposed to be one of the bigger WrestleMania matches in the last decade, it just missed the boat with me. And I didn't think the shows on either night were great by any means. I thought
some good
the
matches,
Triple Threat was awesome.
Yeah, it was good.
That was awesome.
It was good.
Everything else was forgettable. I mean, every match was forgettable.
Yeah, agreed.
But
this was
the
not
promo. The CM Punk promo was awesome.
Yeah, it was.
Leading into his match with This Fire Burns playing.
Yeah, really
that
good.
Was probably my favorite promo I've seen in a long time.
All right. Back to Brick Thomas here. Would you rather be in jail for a year or be in jail until you explain how Bluetooth works correctly? You are released whenever you explain it, whether it's one day or 10 years. Is there a?
It can't be. So it can't just be as simple as the transfer, the whatever's going through my phone through a speaker.
Or through to whatever device. I have to actually really and truly. I mean, I can't do that. So I guess it'll take a year. Well, I don't know. Here's the question, though. Am I allowed to use Google while I'm in jail?
Because you won't have your phone.
I'm in jail. Can I make a phone call?
You could potentially make a phone call, but
call you'd be like, "Hey, Google, how Bluetooth works for."
I don't think Brick included that in his thought process.
He didn't know anything about it. Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. And this is actually important. What I'm doing. I'm sorry. You're gonna have to forgive me on this one.
This is
he all, he also does ask us, though, prime rib or sirloin? That's a really easy question. Feels like prime rib.
Prime rib all day. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that one's way too easy.
All prime right. rib or ribeye.
Well, they're technically the same thing, but I'd rather have a ribeye steak than a prime rib.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I like to get more crust that way. The crust is what you want. Also, Kivas Wright had another question for us. If you were to eat fish and chicken together, how would you prefer eating them? Fried, grilled, or other?
Fried.
I mean, definitely fried. Just fried chicken, fried catfish would be just fine.
Fried chicken.
Yeah. This is where Joe tells me I'll never be a serious sports commentator.
Who is that?
I don't know. Some rando.
Just Joe.
Yeah. This is Joe 38973. Is that a zip code? Let's see. His profile picture is it says overtaxed and unvaxxed. So good for him.
Really? I'm kind of surprised by that.
Yeah. No, 38973 zip code is in Tutwiler, Mississippi. So maybe that's where he's from.
Tutwiler. Anyway,
Tutwiler. Here we go. Steven asks, how good could Logan Paul be if he wrestled full time? He would be an elite wrestler. He would be on the same tier as Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins. 100%.
The athleticism is just like incredible. It's hard for me to even like fathom he's that good without having wrestled. I mean, how many matches would you say he's wrestled? 20?
Maybe.
I mean, he doesn't really wrestle like Raw and SmackDown. So, I mean, he has very few matches actually under his belt and doesn't actually like do this full time. And is still, he has some things that's kind of remarkable. Like the little frog splash he does, it's like David Lee Roth jumping off a stage.
He does. I had never thought about that. He does look like Roth jumping off a stage.
I mean, it kind of is.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Like that, the promo work needs to get a little better.
Yeah,
but just the wrestling itself and the high flying.
And he knows how to draw heat.
Yeah.
So yeah, he would be a superstar. An absolute, he would be right up there with the rest. This isn't really a question, so we can move forward. The Maroon Moron, Robbie, congratulations on another baby girl. Just curious, what was your boy name? I asked you about this.
Did I say it on air?
You said that. No, you didn't say it on air. No, no, no.
Okay. The boy name was going to be Cully Robert. Cully, I picked that name because we wanted to do two family names. We wanted both families to be involved in the names. And so Culpepper is my wife's maiden name. So I did Cully for short. And I like the name Cully. Yeah. And then Robert, obviously.
All right. I'm sorry, never mind. The Maroon Moron, how are these transfers that have been to three or four schools actually completing their degrees? How do transfer and credits work? The graduation rate has to be low. I mean, you have to stay eligible to be in the portal.
Yeah.
They have to be making their grades. But that being said, yeah, I can't imagine a lot of these guys are too concerned with their degrees, which is an issue.
It's going to be a long-term problem that you're going to come back to. Like these players just don't have much of a education, and the lasting effects from all this stuff in so many ways is just going to be fascinating to watch. Like I don't know what the future holds for college athletics. It's going to be really interesting.
Yeah. Wade Jones here. What happened to Tobias Singleton? If I'm looking at this correctly, he is now the wide receiver coach at Velma Jackson.
Okay, so just kind of stayed around where he was from.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, according to this is his Twitter profile, that's definitely him, wide receiver coach at Velma Jackson, but hasn't tweeted since hasn't actually sent off a tweet since 2021, so this may not be accurate. His Instagram, let's see how recent that, it's private, but it says wide receiver DB coach at Velma Jackson.
And when he left Ole Miss, he went to JSU, I think.
ASU, yeah, exactly. All right. The ghost of Larry Templeton, our buddy Steve. When the shoe drops, does Selman announce baseball is separating from Lamonas at the end of the season, or will it happen midseason? I would say that if a change is made, Robbie, it's going to happen at the end of the season.
Yeah,
I don't at this point, especially, there's only 4 weeks left.
Yeah.
So, oh, I thought you had more to add. My bad.
No, I was agreeing with you.
Okay. Mark Burleson asks us in a 2023 survey, nearly 50% of men say they could land an airplane in an emergency. Do you think you could? I say no. I could not do it.
I think like if I had someone in air traffic control or something that could like tell me what buttons to push and things like that, I can probably get it on the ground. It might be a very, very rough landing. We
See,
might come in sideways or
I
something.
think the pressure would get to me. I don't think I wouldn't be listening. I'd just be like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, it would be rough.
Yeah. Allison Schubert asked us if you could have any Mississippi State coach in history, coach any Mississippi State team in history, who would you pick and which team would they coach? We're going to make a caveat here. You can't say, I wish Mike Leach had coached the next year. Obviously, being able to bring him back would be priority one. This is a really easy question for me, though.
Dan Mullen coach in 2018.
I mean, you didn't even have to hesitate. There was zero hesitation. You're correct.
But what you want is you want a coach that's already familiar with the roster and the roster fits what the coach was going to do.
Yeah.
And that sets that up perfectly.
Exactly. Good call. Mangum Cafe. How many times did Levy say walls during your interview? I didn't count. I don't.
Inside these walls.
Yeah, I'm sure he said it at least once. Do you
You
think
want to
we'll
be
pitch our
intentional.
short? Do you think we'll pitch our shortstop tonight, like we did in 22? That loss still upsets me. I don't know. I mean, they're going to pitch their DH. So we were wrong, by the way. They went with Sullivan.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised by that.
I was too. So obviously that game,
What
we'll talk about
shortstop
that game.
pitched in 2022?
2022 Governor's Cup? Who would that have been?
I'm trying to remember who the shortstop even was that year. RJ Yeager was at second base, right?
Yeah. Well, hold on. Let me. So here's the schedule. 2022. Is that 2022 or 2023? I don't remember. There's Ole
They
Miss.
lost in 2022 because that
They
was
won.
after they
They
beat.
won in. Yeah, they won in 20.
That was after they had beat. They played them
Oh,
right after they beat them in the series.
yeah. That's right. That's right. That's right. All right. So here's the box score. I got the box score
Was
right
that
here.
that game?
Who pitched for State? Lane Forsythe.
That's right, he did.
He threw a third of an inning, gave up four hits, three runs, and of course,
Yeah,
State lost the game 5-2.
it was a
So, yeah.
disaster.
Yeah. Kind of sums up Lane Forsythe's career at Mississippi State.
Yeah, I remember everybody's like, oh, this is a secret weapon. He's throwing 95 or whatever at him.
Yeah, no, not so much. Not so much. And last one, can we have a NIL wiffle ball tourney at the Dude in June? I bet if you pointed that out to Zach Selman and said, I guarantee we can raise X amount, he might be interested.
That would be pretty cool. Or a home run derby or something.
Something. And then I believe that's going to be the end because the rest of this is all my all the stuff from the end of the Sam Walters era at Mississippi State. So that's it. That's all for today. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. We'll talk about the Governor's Cup. We'll talk some football. I got to get these spring football interviews finished up this week. This is a busy week, so I'll do the best I can. We'll do all that on tomorrow's show. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Talk Mississippi Media Production.